So it's bye-bye James Shaw today. Valedictory days, and I think he's in the interesting position of having left behind something potentially quite substantive, the net zero laws. We will be neutral by 2050, but then if you think about it, that's the problem, isn't it? My bet is we won't be. So what's your legacy when the big bit you leave behind eventually turns to dust anyway? Could be wrong, of course, but as 2050 gets ever closer, the goal doesn't. In fact, if you look globally, we are moving in completely the wrong direction. It's an idea and a series of policies that have been driven by good intentions but overtaken in ensuing years by cold hard reality. He'll mention it, I'm sure, today in his valedictory. He will speak proudly of it, as well he might, because the bit he leaves behind is the reputation that he was actually a green MP in the true sense of the word, as opposed to being like too many of the others, loudmouth protesters and reactionaries to the buzz calls of the day. He also has the advantage of being a nice guy. You don't have to agree with them to get on with them. But in totality, you can't help but conclude he got hijacked by causes beyond his control. I mean, the way they handled his co-leadership was shocking for a bloke who provided so much ballast to the party. They rewarded him with yet another of their whack job hatchet attempts, which culminated, if you remember, in him standing for the job again, unopposed, because the idiots who drove it lacked any sort of planning or spine. He also spent a lot of time explaining or apologising or defending the various versions of madness that passed for Green Party behaviour. Touré to Golriz to Tana. Tana, a report we're still standing by for. Anytime you're ready. How many times was it suggested he was in the wrong party? But then, as easy as that is to say, what would his party have been, eh? He's a good old-fashioned environmentalist who came from the corporate world to try and make a bit of decent change and rarely lost his good sense and fine humour in doing so. The Parliament has too much rabble these days, so his departure, sadly, tips the balance even further.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.